Good morning. Welcome to church this morning. Welcome to our first service of 2019. So happy new year to you from me. I'm so excited that I'm able to preach this morning and just to encourage you for this year. And the way that we're going to encourage you right at the beginning is that we're going to do three topics on faith, hope, and love. So we're going to be looking at these gifts that are actually foundational gifts. We've all been given gifts, specific gifts just for us, but actually these are the foundational gifts that we can live our life through. And setting this series upon these foundational gifts, because they're foundational, but they're also eternal. Faith, hope, and love are going to remain. Caroline has already talked a little bit about the new year and perhaps the last year and reflecting back on 2018. And we're always in the practice of doing that, to reflect, not to look back, to stay in the past, but to just look back and see the trail of God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit with us in that time. Now, coming up this year, there is going to be some stuff that is going to be known to us. So some of us can be pretty certain, actually, of some things that are going to happen. Some of us might be going back to school or starting school this year. Some of you might be having babies this year. Some of you might be getting married this year. Any weddings this year? No? Yes, who's getting married? Hooray, a wedding. I was wondering, who's getting married this year? But there is someone getting married this year. You know, there are some things that are coming up for us. Maybe our jobs, maybe we're going to change jobs. We know about that. There are some things that are coming up that we can kind of, we know they're going to happen, hopefully, yeah? But then there is some stuff that comes our way that we just don't know what's going to come, do we? We really don't know the fullness of what this year is going to bring. And that can be some really good stuff, and it can also be some stuff that actually is good stuff if you look at it this way, but it stuff that perhaps is a little bit more challenging for us. But I just want to say that, you know, I'm still here. 2018 has been and gone. I've survived. Your 2018 has been and gone, and you've survived. But not only have we survived, because actually God wants us to move from survival status to thriving, flourishing. And I actually do believe that this year I've been able to, well, last year, thrive and flourish, even though there were some things that were quite difficult for me. But we're here. We've made it. We've landed in 2019. And how have you landed? Are you sunny side up or sunny side down? Because let's face it, the changeovers from the old year to the new year, sometimes it can be difficult for us. Sometimes we can feel a bit sad that the old year is gone and that we've got another year to face, especially if there are things that in our lives, apart from the faith, hope, and love, just some stuff in our lives that are remaining that we've carried over with us in this year. Well, I want to give you faith this morning. I want you to see that you can trust God. You can trust him for your very life. You can trust him with it, and you can trust him for it. So I believe that we've actually been made for this year, and I loved that Caroline shared that scripture. We've been made for good works for this year. We've been made. This is our time. This is your time. Come on. Okay. Well, here we are. So, looking at faith, today I'm going to be looking at faith. How can we have faith for the future when we don't exactly know what it's going to look like? And I believe that God wants us to get to a place where we move beyond trusting ourselves for our lives, where we move beyond thinking that we've got the answers and the solutions to everything, and that we look more to him. So what are we going to need to navigate our way in life this year? Well, we know that God has given us his word to help us and to prepare us for whatever the future may bring. So I am just going to read this portion of scripture from 1 Corinthians 13 where this faith, hope, and love lands. So this is where Paul has been talking to the Corinthian church, and we all know this 1 Corinthians 13 actually is a very famous passage for weddings because it's all about love. So Paul has been speaking to the Corinthians of what love is and what love isn't, but actually what he's doing is that he's just in the whole of Corinthians, he's looking at the story of love. The gospel is a story of love. But as we go down, Paul says, as we read down, Paul says, we don't see things clearly. We're squinting in a fog, peering through a mist. But it won't be long until the weather clears and the sun shines bright. We'll see it all then. We'll see it all as clearly as God sees us, knowing him directly just as he knows us. Wow. But for right now, until that completeness, we have three things to do to lead us toward that consummation. Trust steadily in God. Hope unswervingly, love extravagantly, and the best of the three is love. God has given us faith, hope, and love to lead us through our current state of incompleteness. So, trust is another word for faith. Faith is another word for trust. So God knows us fully. He knows everything about us, knowing who we are and what we are like, and he has gifted us with faith, hope, and love to help us navigate our lives towards him, because we can only find real life and completeness in him. Nothing else will do. And I love that our songs this morning have been talking about nothing comparing to God's love, nothing comparing to him. Nothing will compare. So some of us may have started this new year thinking of adding things into our lives, maybe some exercise regimes. Anyone in here that's been thinking about adding exercise to their lives this year that want to own up to it? Okay. Anyone who's been thinking, right, I'm going to add healthy eating. I'm not going to focus on the bad stuff, but I'm going to make sure that I eat predominantly healthy food. Some of us have been thinking of perhaps getting a new job or changing our jobs. Some of us may be thinking of things that we're going to add and take away from our lives this year. And whatever it is, sometimes we can look to these things to try and complete us. But actually, the scripture here is saying that only through faith and love and hope are we going to find completion, that we're going to be made complete. And this word complete means thorough, absolute, finish, make whole or perfect. So whatever stage we're in life, wherever our faith is at this morning, we're all in a state of being made perfect, of being completed. But we cannot actually do that for ourselves. We needed someone else to do that for us. And the good news is that there is someone else who has done that for us. And we've been singing about him this morning. And his name is Jesus. And he has no rival. He has no equal. And there is nothing that you can bring to the plate this year that is going to complete you. Okay? So just so that you know that, nothing is going to complete you. That new wardrobe that you're planning on buying this year so that you have a new image, or that new haircut, or maybe you're thinking, maybe this is the year that I might enter into a new relationship if you're single and dating and stuff. But none of those things, as good as they are, and even though they are part of life, they are not going to complete us. Things are not going to complete us, and actually no one else is going to complete us. Now, that is actually good news, because none of us would want the pressure of having to be that person for someone else, okay? Isn't that right? We wouldn't want to have the pressure to be that person that completes someone else. Only Jesus Christ is going to complete you, okay? So therefore, if we know that only Jesus Christ is going to complete us, then where do we need to put our hope, our trust, and our faith this year? Not just this year, but for the whole of the future. We need to put our faith and trust in him, and in him only. So when we think about faith, sometimes, you know, we may all have a different view of what faith is, depending on what our background is. Some of us are familiar with some sayings like, well, there's blind faith, you know. We just have blind faith that things are going to happen. We often say here in church, there's a language that we say that someone has come to faith, when someone who previously didn't believe in Jesus now believes in Jesus, we say that they're a person who has come to faith. Sometimes we can say that we lose our faith. You know, well, I've lost faith in God, or I've lost faith in people, or I've lost faith in the system. We sometimes say, keep the faith, have faith, no faith, great faith, little faith, or a person of faith. But what kind of faith are we talking about here? What kind of faith is the Bible talking about? And we go to Hebrews 11:1 to tell us what kind of faith we need to have for this year. And it's quite simple. The faith that we need is to have faith, is to be sure of the things we hope for and to be certain of the things we cannot see. So we've already said that we've got the unknown, but we've also got the certain. But actually, this is like flipping it round a bit. This scripture is actually saying you can have to have faith is to be sure of the things we hope for. So then we have to look at what we're hoping for, which is what we're going to look at next week. So it's important that we look at what our hope is. What are we hoping for? Is it rooted and grounded in God's promises for us, in God's hope for us as people, not just individually, but as a community, as a country, as a nation, as the world? What hope are we looking for to have faith in and to be certain of the things we cannot see? So it's saying that with our faith, we can actually be certain of the things that we can't see. And you're kind of like, well, how can you be certain of the things that you can't see? Well, you can be certain of the things that you can't see when you have your faith in Christ. Last year was an interesting year for me, actually. You know, I started out just like this last year, actually. I believe I was preaching, actually, the first Sunday in the year. And, you know, you have this... I always imagine that God is going to be good to me in this year, and he always is good to me every year without fail. But I have hopes, I have dreams, I think, what's going to happen this year? And there were some things that were predictable. I knew that my daughter, one of my youngest daughter, was going to graduate from university. I knew that my other daughter, my eldest daughter, was going to move, which would be a bit of a change for me to navigate getting to see her, etc. There's some things that I knew were coming up. But then there were some other things that I didn't expect. There were some things that I didn't know that were going to happen. And, you know, so I did have some good stuff in the year, but I also had some challenging stuff. But what I can tell you is that through the stuff that I went through last year, my faith was intact. My faith has stayed intact. And I'm not saying that in a way to boast, but what I'm saying is the stuff that happens to us in our life, the stuff that comes to us, sometimes the good, the bad, and the ugly, let's face it, we've all experienced stuff that has been difficult for us, and I'm sure that all of us have experienced some of it to some degree in 2018, but that stuff does not define us. That stuff might shape us, might actually help to shape us, to turn us into the people that God wants us to be. That stuff, those situations actually help us. It shows us what we're made of. Where is our faith in those times? But, you know, that stuff doesn't define us. But what defines us is, as Caroline said, is who God says we are, what he says he's going to do, because we can actually trust in God's promises for us. We can trust him. God is to be trusted. That's the message that I want to get over to you this morning, is that God can be trusted with your life. All of your life. Not just this year, not just today. Yesterday's gone. Today we're in the present. You can trust him in the present, and you can trust him for your future. You're in a good place. We're in a good place. So, faith is more than a feeling too. And actually, it's not a formula. Faith is not a formula. It's not a magic formula that we just, you know, faith is faith. Faith is only faith, actually, if you can't explain it. Remember that, just go back to the scripture about being certain of what you cannot see. You can't see it, so you don't really know what it is. You can't even say what it is because you can't see it. But you have faith. It doesn't make sense, does it really? It doesn't make sense, but then again, it does make sense. When you believe, it makes perfect sense. And the thing is, we don't need faith for things that we can already explain. We kind of do, but we don't. We need faith for the things that we can't explain. We need faith for the things that aren't working in our lives. Not just our lives, but we need faith for things that aren't working in our community, in our world. We need faith for those things. And guess what? We can have faith. We have faith in God, because God is always going to deliver. He is always going to deliver. He is always going to be true to his word and his promises. If God has made a promise to you that hasn't quite yet been fulfilled yet, just keep trusting him. And I'll tell you what, don't try and do it yourself. Don't try and do it for him and help him. I did try that a little bit last year, I have to confess. I just tried to fix certain situations. And you can guess what happened there, can't you? I just made them worse. So thankfully, I'm a quick learner. So I stopped and I took my hands off, and I'm leaving it to God to fix and to sort out. But we do need faith for things that aren't working in our lives. And faith is believing God and that he keeps his promises. We can trust him. And can I just say that if you have doubt, that's okay. We all have doubts. Having doubts doesn't mean that you don't have faith. That is part of being a person, part of being a human. It's part of being a Christian that we have doubts. If you read your Bible, you will see that all the greats had doubts, and they had fears, and they had issues that they needed to deal with. Okay? So faith in God this year. Jesus, as I've mentioned, he often uses situations to confront issues in our heart. And so if we're dealing with issues, what he's doing, he's bringing you in a place in your life to break the systems, break the things that aren't working anymore, that aren't working for you. So what I want to ask here is, what isn't working in your life where you need faith, but you are trying to fix or do it in your own strength? I just want to give you a moment to think about that. What isn't working in your life where you need faith, but you are trying to fix it or do in your own strength? See, the thing is with faith is that it will require us to do what we don't believe we can do. Okay? And that doesn't make sense either, does it? Faith to believe that we can do what we don't believe we can do. It means we have to change our thinking, and we have to line it up with what God says about us, what he says we can do. Forget about what you say that you can and cannot do. Actually, say that you can do instead of that you can't do. Say that you can do. I can do this in Christ because he's going to strengthen me to do it. I may be feeling weak right now, but you know, God is my strength. He's my shield. He's my portion. He's going to strengthen me and fortify me. And I don't know how he's going to do it, but I know he is. We need to actually start speaking words of faith over our own lives and over the lives of others and into situations. Let's be people that are exercising our faith this year. Do your fitness exercises, etc., but exercise your faith. How do we exercise our faith? We use it. Just like muscles, if you don't use it, you lose it, okay? Use your faith in the small things. They start adding up. Use your faith, these small things that you're having faith for. I'm telling you, it's just amazing what God can do and how, because that's his desire, is for us to have faith in him, to trust him in everything, to trust him completely. Don't trust yourself. Have some confidence in your abilities, etc., but don't trust yourself for your life. You cannot save yourself. You cannot. Okay, so faith will require you to do what you cannot do. So what is it that you've convinced yourself that you cannot do? Have you convinced yourself maybe for this year, maybe you need to live on less money? Maybe you need to rein in your budget? But maybe you're saying, I just can't do it. Have faith that you can do it, that God's going to provide for you with what you have. If you're good with the little that you have, God is going to bless it. It's the small things that really matter. I love that in this scripture it says, trusting steadily. Yeah, we need to have faith for the big things, but we need to have faith for the steady things, for the day-to-day things of life. I need you guys to speak to me. Come on, give me something. You need faith this morning, and you can have faith. Okay. Maybe you need some health in your relationships. Maybe some of your relationships aren't working. Have faith that your relationships can work if they are the relationships that God is bringing into your life. Have faith that it can work. There are bits that you need to do, but what you can't do, have faith that God will do the rest. If we are not trying to maintain our lives and keep them as they are, we are not having the life that God has planned for us. If we're trying to keep our life as it is, we're not having the life that God has planned for us. God wants us to stretch and grow. He wants us to experience more than we're currently experiencing. There is always more in the kingdom of God. It's a never-ending kingdom. There is always more. So yes, if you're sitting here today and thinking, well, surely there must be more to this life. Well, the good news is, yes, there is. There is more. But in order to get more of the real life, the Christ life, you have to have less of your life, less of the way you do life, your views on life, what you think your life should look like. Allow God to direct you in your life. So, are you up for some stretching and growing this year? Come on, I thought I'd get more than that. Come on, let me hear a yes. Let's have commitment. Let's be committed. Let's be steadfast. Let's just focus ourselves and focus our lives on what God wants for us, because he wants the best for us. He gave the very best for us. He didn't hold anything back from us. So let's not hold anything back from him. So what are some of the things you are trying to hold on to and trust just to survive? Are you trying to hold on to money, people, career? Is your confidence in your own ability, or is it in God? Faith seeks to move us. Jesus said that if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to that mountain over there, move, and it will go away. So if your faith is like tiny, 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 you have faith this morning, and you can move a mountain. But do you know what? Faith will move us from trying to maintain and hold on to the life we have and put our faith in Jesus, who is our life saver. Stop trying to preserve the life you have. Stop being a life preserver and look to Jesus, who is your life saver. So who do we look to? Hebrews 12, 2. I'm going to read this from the Amplified Bible. It says, looking away from all that will distract us and focusing our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of faith, the first incentive for our belief. He's the one who started it and the one who brings our faith to maturity. He's the one who's going to bring us to completion. Set before him. He knew the cross was coming. He endured the cross. He disregarded the shame. And he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, revealing his deity, his authority, and the completion of his work. Jesus Christ's work has been finished, but our work has not. And he's bringing us to completion. So, I want to just ask you some questions. What is distracting you from living a life full of faith, hope, and love? What do you need to look away from? Because where we look is where we go. What are you looking for or looking at that is distracting you from looking at Jesus as the guide for your life, as the source for your life? We can veer off the path and plan that God has for us by being distracted by other things. We need a faith that trusts God, and trust Him that He wants us to get to a place where we move beyond trusting ourselves. When we have no confidence in ourselves, He has promised to be with us. Don't doubt the passion and the ability of God to fulfill the plans of God for you and for the world. God has plans for your life. Will you have faith in Him? Can I just pray? I think I've said enough. Can I pray? Yeah. Father, we just want to thank You because our experience has shown us that You are good. Our experience has shown us that You can be trusted. And we know that we can continue to trust You. If we just want to look back, not because we want to stay in the past, but we'll look back because we want to just see those places in our lives where You've just been so faithful, where You've brought us through. Lord, You bought us and You brought us. You bought us with a price, but You've brought us through. And Father God, as we commit to just loving You and having faith in You this year, Lord, for those of us that are perhaps struggling with faith, Lord, will you raise their faith? Will You help us to just continue to look to You, to look in Your word and do all the things that we can possibly do that's going to help us to increase our faith in You, because only You can complete us, Lord. So I pray that we remember this as we go through this year. And Father, we do look forward, and our hope is in You all day long. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.